back to another episode of Deja Vu. I'm Therese Kniers.
And I'm Haley Howgate.
And today, we will be talking about Emma Seligman and her 2020 film, Shiva Baby. Love this film.
Love this movie.
Love this movie. So it's another good. One of our top favorites.
Yes.
Oh. So, some backstory. I think we're going to start all these by giving some backstory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A little context.
Yeah.
So, in 2018... Emma Seligman made a short film for her senior thesis at NYU, but felt afterwards that there was room to expand upon the script to make it a feature film. So she had lead actress Rachel Sennett. If you know her, I don't know if you know her. She's not really a big deal. She's just like, you know, she's just like.
She's, yeah, you know, you should know her.
You should know her. She means a lot to me.
Yeah, if you're listening to this right now and you don't know who Rachel Sennett is, you should figure that out.
You should figure it out. Go watch Bodies, 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 yes. And then go listen to me and Haley's podcast episode from two semesters ago on Bodies, yes. Bodies, Bodies. And then watch Shiva Baby.
Right. That's your...
That's the order.
That's the order of things.
But... So, Rachel Sennett pushed her to write a full-length script, and Shiva Baby, as we know it, was born. So, the set was funded and staffed like a student film, because it was, like, straight out of college. All the crew was friends with the producers, and they were willing to work at, like, low rates. They got discounted equipment because of this, that, and the other thing. Like, they were hustling to make this film. They were hustling. And the fundraising took over a year to achieve because Emma Seligman refused funding because of, like, the organizations wanting creative control, which I think is a baller move on her part.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because, like, as a creative, being asked to change stuff in order to get funding is, like, one of the hardest decisions you have to make. And to just straight up be like, no. Nope. I don't even know what changes you want to make. And but the answer is no.
But immediately,
like,
no.
It's baller. And, like, I feel like men do that all the time and are, like celebrated for it. And they're, like, they are so assertive. But then when women do it, they're, like, ugh.
Why
didn't you take, like, this advice?
The money. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. You're so, like, arrogant. God. You only want your ideas.
So conceited.
But,
enough.
But, yeah, but then... But then Shiva Baby was made, and it was one of my favorite films. And Emma Seligman went on to collaborate with Rachel Sennett again, with Rachel Sennett writing and starring in her 2023 film, Bottoms. And so Shiva Baby, if you guys don't know, is, which you should go pause this podcast and go watch it real quick.
There's a lot of things that you should be doing this episode.
We're giving you a to-do list this episode.
Yeah, this is an interactive episode.
It's a film that takes place, almost entirely in the one house where the Shiva is being held, and, Rachel Sennett's character, Danielle, goes to the Shiva with her family and just sees everyone she doesn't want to see, and is asked every question she doesn't want to answer, and it's really fantastic. Mm-hmm. The film... Like, this is the only film that I tell people feels longer than it is, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Like that's probably the only time I've ever said that about any film ever, is that this film feels like it's 2 hours long, but that's a good thing.
Right.
Because it's, like, at times it's a comedy, but it is excruciating and horrifying to watch at times.
It's actually just a horror movie. It is a thriller and a panic attack.
It operates as an hour, 15-minute panic attack.
Yes. Yeah. Like, quite literally. I was watching it last night, and my hands were, like, clenched.
Every time I watch, my whole body clenches. Yeah. I'm like...
I watched it with my roommates, and they were like, I feel like I need a massage. Like, I don't, like, know how to go from here.
Yeah, I need a quick slap to the face. Or like
we finished it, and I was like, what did you guys think? And they were like, we hated it. Like, we hated it. No, in the sense of, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, my body feels awful, but I love it.
It was amazing. However, oh, my God.
Hate is, like, an endearing term in this sense.
No, I understand completely. hate this film.
It's the worst.
It's so... It's so fantastic, though. Yeah. What's your favorite part?
Oh, my God. There are so many moments that I'm just, like, I can't even believe this is happening. The line, "You look like Gwyneth Paltrow on food stamps and not in a good way," is crazy.
The writing is just so, like, like, the writing is so good.
Well, and I was looking at some interviews, that the director had done, and she was saying that, like, that line specifically was just, like, something her friend said one day when they were, like, having a conversation, and she was like, "I'm writing that down." And I just think it's so funny, like, the way that scripts are made. Like, it really is just, like, conversations that you have.
Yeah. That is exactly how I put silly stuff into my scripts.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
Yeah. There are so many lines in my scripts that are just, like, dining hall conversations.
Oh my god. No, literally. Like, my feature from last semester... Mm-hmm. Had, like, there's, like, I'm talking about my feature from last semester as if you all know what I'm talking about.
Oh, you know. You know my feature.
Me and Haley were in a writing a feature film class.
That's true.
And we both wrote pretty similar scripts, actually.
Yep.
Yep.
I wrote a rom-com.
I wrote a rom-com? Question mark.
Yeah, question mark. Mine was called Rebound Therapy. Come on.
Mine was called, I almost said that mine was called Same Time Tomorrow. That's not what it's called. That's a script that you also wrote.
Yikes.
No, mine was called, what did I end up calling it? Oh, Moving Forward. And I just submitted it to an internship. Oh. But in that script, I, like, wrote this whole scene at a family party. And, like, half of the... Like, directly, the lines are things that my family has said.
Yeah.
But also, the names of the characters are just my family. Like, I literally just copied and pasted in my real life.
Yeah.
And,
it's the,
like,
best way.
It is the best way. It makes it feel so real in, like, the even realer way. Because I feel like sometimes you try to write, quote-unquote, real dialogue, and it sounds like AI made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or it sounds like a CW show.
Tough.
And it's like, ow.
I just feel like my favorite part of this movie is, like, the dialogue itself. Like, there are so many good lines. Like, I feel like all the things that I was writing down while I was reading it are just lines. Like, the business of gender, it's not a career, it's a lens. Like, that's so funny. Like, what are we even talking about? Like, the fact that she goes to school for, like, women and gender studies, I'm like, enough. Like, this is too much.
She's so, like, and then she just lies to everyone about what she's doing and, like, how she's doing, which is so real. And everyone, it's everyone's mission at the Shiva to embarrass the heck out of her.
Yeah.
To embarrass her with every bone she has. Yeah. Like,
I think my, like, most, like, moment, because there are a lot, is when Quinn Fabre, like, notices... notices the bracelet, and she's like, "Oh my god, nice bracelet." And then Rachel Sennett is like, "Oh yeah, like, my mom got it for me a couple years ago." And then she's like, "That's funny, because that's, like, a new, like, that's, like, a new edition, like, special edition bracelet." And I'm like, god. You can't lie your way out of this one.
It's so bad. No, because also in that scene, her mom's like, "I did get that for you. I don't remember getting that for you." Yeah. And I'm like, girl, stop, please.
Yeah.
My favorite part in that movie is probably, like, when she spills the coffee all over her.
Yeah.
And she's like wiping her shirt, and she's like, "Mom, I don't know what I'm doing."
Yeah.
And her mom is, like, really nice and genuine about it, but then, like, literally, like, 3 minutes later, her mom is acting a fool again and is, like, embarrassing her again in front of everyone, which I feel like is the realest mom moment.
Yeah.
It's like your mom is not trying to embarrass you.
No.
She's trying her best to not embarrass you. And
but
that
somehow,
is
here we are. Yeah. It really is. There is, like, such a, like, as much as it is, like, a comedy and it's, like, stressful, that, like undertone of the mother-daughter relationship, like, there's such sweet, like, moments there with, like, the mom and the daughter, and, like, amidst all this chaos, like, there's still kind of, like, that grounding of their relationship, which is really sweet.
Mm-hmm. And, like, every time they talk about, like, how successful Maya is, mm-hmm. like, her ex, and how successful, like, this, that, and the other person is, and yeah. she's like, yeah, I've been doing really well. I've been doing a communications job. And she's just like, not.
I have a lot of interviews lined up. Where?
Where?
You wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. Like, she's just so, like, I love Rachel Sennett so much because I feel like she has such a specific comedic style
yeah.
that you would think would get old so fast.
Yeah.
And it doesn't.
No.
It doesn't.
It really
because
doesn't.
Because in, like, I would say her character in this is very similar to her character in Bottoms.
Yeah.
Very similar yeah. to her character in Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. However, all three of those characters are very different.
Yes.
And they all play, like, way different roles in their respective stories. And, like, her personality is, like, similar but, like, completely different as well. Like,
yeah.
it's so, like, she really is, like, a personality actor but in, like, a... Like, she still lets you get immersed. Like,
right.
she's so, like, her style is so specific.
Yeah.
And I love it.
I love it. She's just, like, so fun to watch. Like,
yeah.
she doesn't, like, she just grabs your attention,
when,
which is, like, the best kind of actor.
Yeah, and when they were developing it from a short into a feature,
mm-hmm.
They, like, when they were, like, getting approached by these, like, organizations for funding, like, one of the things that she would not budge on was recasting Rachel Sennett with, like, a bigger actress.
Yeah.
And, like, I see it.
Yeah.
I know why.
I get it.
I get it completely.
I'm there.
She really does make the movie at
she
times.
She does.
Like, when she's, like,
because
yeah. she also just has, like, that frazzled vibe.
Yeah. Well, also, like, it's, like, the movie, it, like, you are, like, with her the entire time.
Yeah.
Like, quite literally. Like, you are up close and personal.
Yeah, you're in her face.
Like, with this character. So, yeah, I think the casting of her was so important and, like, very much made the film in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I completely agree. We kind of mentioned this a little bit, but, like, it is technically a comedy, and it is
yeah.
so funny.
Yeah.
So funny.
So many good moments.
But it is a horror movie, actually.
Right. Yeah, so actually that is the genre.
And the music... The music
Ugh.
And the scoring is crazy.
Oh, my God.
Because the entire time, you're just sitting there with your heart in your throat.
Yeah.
And you're like, everyone's going to know.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to find out.
Oh, my God. It's
I
so
don't even
stressful.
Know if officially you know for sure that Kim knows at the end.
I think you do.
Like, it's not really said, but, like...
But she has her phone.
She has her phone.
And she's like, I
she
found
She gives
this.
It back and is like...
And
but
then she makes her hold the baby because she's trying to make her feel literally crazy because she knows. She knows.
Yeah, but I feel like she does that, like, when she makes her hold the baby, I think she does that as, like, a, like, not really, it's not really about her, it's about her husband.
Mm.
And, like, it's, like, shady that she does that, but also I feel like in my deepest part of my soul
mm-hmm.
that she knows that it's not Danielle's fault.
Yeah.
I've always thought this. I've always thought that she just knew that it wasn't Danielle's fault and that Danielle didn't know that she had a,
well,
that he had a wife. Because I also
yeah.
feel like Danielle makes that very, like, she's like,
yeah.
like, the entire time.
Yeah. I mean, I think that Kim knows, but I agree
yeah.
that that move wasn't to, like, make Danielle feel worse, but to make her husband feel worse, because ultimately
oh, yeah.
that's what, like, causes the collision of that scene, is, like, he's like, no, like, do not, I'll hold the baby, like,
yeah.
don't, like, it's him who pays the price of that
yeah.
situation, so,
yeah.
and then she, like, makes them get in the van at the end.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and the parents are like, oh, get in the van. Yeah, get in the van.
She's like, no, we have a car. And
we have
like,
a
my
car.
Phone died. Of course.
Of course. Of course your phone died. He
God.
Sucks.
He sucks so
he really
bad.
Sucks. He's the villain of that movie.
He is the villain.
He is.
When they go into the bathroom,
yeah,
and then he leaves, I'm like, I'm glad that didn't happen, but you just feel so bad for her.
Yeah, because it's not, like, her life is already so messy.
Yeah.
And he dragged her into his mess, mm-hmm. and she just did not need that, no. which is real.
Real.
She did not need that.
True. She did not need that.
She didn't deserve that. Okay.
We support women who end their wrongs when they don't know that they're wrong.
Yes.
And I also support women having sugar daddies.
Yeah.
So that was not her fault.
No, she's just trying to, like,
he had the app, which means he probably was doing it with other people, too. Because that's also the messed up thing about it, is that you find out that the money that he's been giving her isn't even his.
Yeah.
That it's her money this whole time. Like, that's the craziest part about it. Like, you're going to be a sugar daddy to someone with your wife's money?
That's next level. Like, your wife of, like, and mother of your 1-year-old baby.
Yeah.
Do better.
And she'll fully leave you.
Yeah.
And she will win
She
court.
Doesn't need you.
She does not need you. And, like, she makes that very clear, too.
Yeah.
Like, she is girl boss. Like, she is girl boss. Like, there is one girl boss, and it is her.
Like, I don't even like that term, but, like, I'm gonna use it in this context.
Yeah, she's a girl boss. So, like, with it operating like a horror film, like, the cinematography and, like, the up-closeness of it all is really, like, what sells it to me. Like, the scoring and everything pieces together, but, like, the up-close and, like, the shaky cam and, like, like, it's so good. But I wanted to draw attention that the cinematographer is also a woman.
Nice.
Maria Rusch. And the cinematography just has a really good grasp on, like, the heightened emotions of the film and the claustrophobic feeling that both Danielle and, like, the audience, while you're watching it, like, feels as it goes on.
Totally.
And she talked about in an interview that she wanted to, like, capture all this, like, claustrophobia and, like, anxiety. And to do that, she needed, like, all these people around her at every given time.
Yeah.
But still being able to have the principal cast be able to talk to each other and, like, play off of each other in the space. So you're crowding the space with, like, literally, like, it was claustrophobic because they had everyone smushed into this small space with these wide lenses for these shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they used natural image distortion, which is cool. To have, like, the walls caving in.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
It is.
And so scary. And I feel like it's gonna be, like the what's, like, the operatic, like, satanic music that's, like,
that sounds about right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I would Google it, but then if it's, like, copyrighted, I'm, like, screwed over.
So we'll just do it a cappella.
Yeah, so, guys, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Raise your hand if you know what we're talking about. All right, cool.
Okay, yeah, I heard about four hands, so that's good. Oh, my God. Another thing I love about this film, though, is that it's overtly queer, but in, like, a chill way. In, like, a subtle chill way.
It truly is. It feels so, like... Like, you're bisexual, and your mom is just like, oh, that's cute. And then your mom is like, but what about boyfriend?
Yeah, literally. When you're bisexual, and you tell your mom, and she forgets every time.
Yeah.
And you're like, I told you this.
And then you date a girl for a year and a half, and then you break up, and then you start dating a guy, and your mom's like, oh, okay, so did you figure it out?
Oh, God.
But, like...
Definitely not based off of real experience.
No. No. But, like, so that's what's happening here, is, like, that kind of, like, they're not trying to be mean, like, they really aren't.
No, not at all.
At all. It's just this disconnect.
They think they're being supportive, which is the best part.
Right. Like, it really comes from a place of love, and, like, just, they don't get it. And, like, I think that this film gets it so well when, like, the mom keeps being like, oh, she experimented. And it's not like she's like, oh, we don't talk about that. But it's just like, oh, that's just, like, not.
Yeah. Like, she experimented, and that's good for her.
Yeah, great.
But she's but not no into funny that
business.
Anymore.
But no funny business with Maya.
Yeah. No funny business with Maya.
No funny
today.
Business.
She's like, Maya's going to be here? She didn't even tell her that her ex was going to be there.
I know.
She's like, Maya's going to be here? She's like, of course Maya's going to be here. It's a Shiva. everyone's at every Shiva, of course.
Of course.
Because we're New York Jewish people.
Yeah. And then they have, I mean, that relationship in itself is, like, such a key point to this movie where, like,
yeah,
it's these two people who have been, like,
in the same community.
Yeah, but they've been, like, separated and they miss each other, but they both are too stubborn to, like, really say it. And, like, we have that scene in the driveway where they're like, okay, well, I miss you. And they're like, okay, well, I miss you too. And it's like,
it's so funny.
And it's like, they want so badly to, like, connect with each other, but they, like, cannot get over their own stuff.
And I love that scene too, because that's one of the only scenes that's outside of the house.
Yeah.
Like, outside of, like, the claustrophobia and, like, anxiety. And, like, the shot is actually, like, pulled away. Like,
yeah,
you can, it's a wide of the two of them. And, like, it is so, like, symbolic of, like, how she feels again, like, when she's with her. Like, even though they have, like, their problems, and Maya kind of sucks, and I don't like her.
Yeah, we don't love
her. Don't love her.
No.
But, like, she...
At this moment, though, she's fine.
Yeah, like, but, like, she is just such a comfort to Danielle, and then, like, later in the back of the car, like, we're in that claustrophobic situation again, but she's fine because Maya's sitting next to her, and it's so...
Yeah.
It makes me so, like, happy. Yeah. Like, you can have one person that, like, is, like, a pain in your neck.
And can say, like, really mean things to you.
But is, like, your ultimate...
Can call you words.
Call you mean words.
Yes.
Foul language.
Yes. Derogatory.
But, like, can still be your solace in everything.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, and there's something sweet in the fact that, like, they grew up together, and, like, despite having this romantic relationship that, like, didn't work out, like, they're still always gonna, like, be in each other's lives in some facet, so. I love when they're, like, making out in the driveway, and then there's just, like, the, like, woman in the window, like, washing her hands, and everyone's just, like, so oblivious to what's happening. It's so funny. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And you know that no one saw them, because if they did, everyone would be talking about it immediately.
Right, yeah.
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 I also love in this film that she does not know who died.
No.
When she shows up to this Shiva.
Literally, she said, before she goes in, she's like, who died?
Who died?
Who died? Annie? No.
No.
Wrong. I don't even know her name. Rest in peace.
Yeah. It's like someone's old, like, they never really say how the relation is.
Right.
But part of the nightmare is also that everyone knows who this is except for her.
Yeah.
So she has to fake that she knows who this is.
God.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's like, genuinely crazy.
Yeah. Oh, man. Man, oh, man. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today.
Yeah.
Tune in next week for the biggest snub of 2023, which is Celine Song's Past Lives.
True.
Yeah. So that'll be exciting. All right. So until next time, bye.
Bye.
Check out theithican.org for more interesting and creative content. You can listen to any of the Ithican podcasts wherever you get your podcasts, or you can check us out at theithican.org.